This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Kyra Buckley. Every year, kids across the globe follow Santa Claus on his Christmas Eve journey from the North Pole. The trackers? They're with the military in Colorado Springs at NORAD, the North American Aerospace Defense Command. And KUNC's Michael DeJuana has been tracking the Santa trackers. Michael, welcome.
Hi, Kyra.
For those who don't know, this is part of a long-standing holiday tradition by the military, right?
Oh, yeah. This is their 63rd year of tracking Father Christmas.
NORAD tracks and detects aerial threats, which is serious stuff. So how does Santa fit into this?
Well, first I want to say Santa is not considered a threat.
Okay. Thanks for clarifying.
Second, tracking goes back to the 1950s when NORAD was called the Continental Air Defense Command. At the time, Air Force Colonel Harry Schaup was in charge. And if something went wrong, he had a hotline so that he could let commanders know if they needed to scramble the jets or ultimately inform the president. He passed away in 2009, but our partners at StoryCorps caught up with his children, and his kids said the hotline rang one day in December of 1955.
He answered it. This is Colonel Schaup. And then there was a small voice that just asked, "Is this Santa Claus?"
Dad was very straight-laced, very disciplined.
He was annoyed.
He was upset.
He thought it was a joke.
Yeah, and so now the little voice is crying.
And Dad realized that it wasn't a joke. So he talked to him, ho-ho-ho'd, and asked if he had been a good boy, and may I talk to your mother?
That's Terry Van Curen, Richard Schaup, and Pamela Farrell in 2014. It turns out that Schaup's hotline number was misprinted in a newspaper ad by a department store with a Santa wish line.
So the hotline pretty much ended up being compromised.
It was. But the colonel, he kind of rolled with it. He assigned some staffers to answer calls from kids.
It got to be a big joke at the command center. You know, the old man's really flipped his lid this time. We're answering Santa calls.
All right, but why not just change the number?
Right, it could have ended there. But in the command center, there was a big board that tracked planes, and on Christmas Eve, someone drew a picture of Santa on a sleigh being pulled by flying reindeer. When the colonel saw it, he was like, "What's that?" There were immediate apologies, offers to take it down, but Schaup, he just stood there and looked at it for a while. Then he got on the phone.
Next thing you know, Dad had called the radio station and had said, "This is the commander at the Combat Alert Center, and we have an unidentified flying object. Why, it looks like a sleigh."
And the media loved it. Reporters kept calling every hour to see where Santa was on his journey.
And that's how a Christmas tradition was born?
Yeah, and NORAD's had a lot of fun with it over the years. Here's some vintage tape. Andrew Lawrence, a first lieutenant with NORAD, giving a radio update in the 1980s.
"Well, I'm sad to report there's still no activity from the North Pole, and I can see genuine concern on the faces of all the trackers and flight analysts here at NORAD Command. Santa has never been this late before. Of course, we logged late departures of Santa Claus in 1964 and again in 1971, but he's never been this far off schedule. Many here are saying that Santa may not come this year because not enough little boys and girls were good."
NORAD eventually reported that Santa made his journey that night, so not to worry.
Given today's media landscape, I'm thinking smartphones, smartwatches, and other ways that people track things in real time, do kids still call the hotline?
Yes. NORAD received 126,000 calls from around the world last year, and they're bracing for the same this year. But there's also updates on the NORADSanta.org website in several different languages. That had 18 million visits last December. And I spoke to Air Force Major Mark Lazane, and he explained how NORAD's radars and satellites hone in on a certain famous reindeer.
"Rudolph's nose produces a great amount of heat, and we're able to track that infrared signature, similar to if a missile was to be launched anywhere on the Earth, NORAD would be able to track that. So that same heat signature idea is how we were able to track Santa."
Wow, Michael, I'm just imagining Harry Schaup, the colonel that started all of this, just having a twinkle in his eye.
I have seen photographic evidence of that with a wink and a nod, just like Saint Nick. And This whole crazy business of tracking Santa turned out to be a defining moment in the colonel's life. I'll leave you with these last thoughts from his kids.
Later in life, he got letters from all over the world, people saying, thank you, Colonel, for having, you know, this sense of humor. And in his 90s, he would carry those letters around with him in a briefcase that had a lock on it, like it was top secret information. You know, he was an important guy, but this is the thing he's known for.
It was probably the thing he was proudest of.
Oh, I'm sure it was, yeah.
Michael, thanks so much for bringing us this story.
My pleasure.
If you want to learn more about the Colonel, tracking Santa, and the number to call NORAD, go to our website, kunc.org.